Hello, friend. Welcome to another Week Starter podcast episode of Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. I'm Juan. Thank you for joining me. This podcast, it's a daily 15-minute mental reset for us. So if you're new, thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll subscribe. I wanted to first ask how you're doing today. And if we can kick it off with a little mental exercise. So I'm going to say go in this one. And then I'll ask a series of questions followed by brief pauses. Our goal is to answer every single question. I mean, you know, it's going to be a few. I'm not sure how many I'm going to ask, to be honest. But let's ask as quickly and as honestly as possible. No thought, just say it. You can say it to yourself, and you don't have to say it out loud, but you can if you want to. So I'll start with a question, then I'll give you a little bit of time to reply to yourself, and so on. I don't know how many questions I'm going to ask, but enough to get us thinking. All right, so here goes. Go. Did you drink water today? Have you thanked someone for anything today? Are you grateful? Do you just need someone to listen? Do you need to just listen? Are you putting yourself first? Are you loving yourself first? So that's it. Those are the questions. So, did you drink enough water today? Yes, for me. Have you thanked someone for anything? Yes. Are you grateful? Yes. Do you just need someone to listen? Yes, I need you, all of you to listen. Do you need to just listen? Absolutely. And I can do better at this. I'm cognizant. Are you putting yourself first? Yes. Are you loving yourself first? Yes. I am putting myself first. And I am loving myself first. And I hope that you answered these to your liking. So for this episode, during the weekend, I just had so many different topics I wanted to talk about. But I think I have the one that I want to really get us started with, especially when you think about restrictions being lifted and things starting to open up and commuting and going to work. It got me thinking about commuting. So I worked a great deal in New York City during my career, but I've always lived in New Jersey. So anyone who has commuted, they know that there are different sights and sounds that you can see, different people every day. Some of the regulars who are stuck in the same commuter matrix you are. And then, you know, when you're in that routine, the commuter routine, you almost learn to develop a horse blinders to anything that happens around you. Random becomes routine, and nothing's impressive. It was such a lifeless feeling, I was remembering. And then before I became one of those, though, that was numb to that whole experience, I was actually excited at the thought of being able to walk into one of the most historic structures in New York City, or even appreciate a new musical act every morning in the subway, Michael Jackson impersonators, dance groups, a cappella groups, artists selling paintings, these kids selling candy. You know the kids I'm talking about. And the last little sprinkles and remnants of graffiti from those that were. The billboards and the chaotic ballet performed by New York on every city block and every corner, weaving in and around each other. And then no one looks to the side. And then rarely do you get a hello, and you'll never get an excuse me. But I loved it. And I wrote about, you know, I started writing when I was like an ambitious young IT professional who was eager to show the world who he was. And who I've always loved meeting new people. So this was also like hitting the lotto. sensory overload, basically. The most beautiful people, the most successful people, a rich history, a melting pot of cultures, ethnicities, pretty much anywhere you went. So this, I was writing a commuter diary, and I was capturing everything real time, almost giving you a play-by-play of what it felt like to experience any of this for the first time. I look back at these over the weekend because I'm going on 10 years since I started that. And I didn't do it longer than a year when I was doing this commuter diary. But I started looking back. And I actually searched, and there were some that were really nice, and there was some that really stood out to me. And there's one that stood out the most because I referenced a memoir that I called Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. I don't know why I chose that name. Maybe because we're all animate objects, unless we aren't. What's one way to group life all together without class and without prejudice? And the word animate means that which lives. So reading this entry and all of my older entries put me back on that routine when I used to park behind Roosevelt School in New Brunswick and walk to the train station. Sometimes the first stop would be the bagel shop and then get an everything bagel with a cream cheese toasted and an orange juice. And then I'd walk to the train station, or probably I'd be running by now because I'm late. And there's already one there. You know what I'm talking about. So you hop off at Penn Station. You weave through LIR and the New Jersey Transit crowd. I would have to like make my way towards this juice bar, and then I'd hang a left. And I could either go upstairs to take the A, C, or E uptown, or the C or E uptown, or I can veer off to the right to head to the downtown trains. So that's what I would normally do. And because the A platform was always like in the middle and it was always packed, I never trusted that train. So I don't like a train that I can't, like if I have to wait in the middle, I will. I just kind of like having my back to something. I don't like exposing my back to, like, you know, out there you have to be very vigilant. Just saying. Then I would take two stops to 14th Street, and then I would walk upstairs, and then I would head towards Washington Street. So I'd get off at 7th and pass 8th. Where I would stop on the, sometimes I would stop at that corner store and I would get a wheatgrass and ginger shot, a butter roll. And I knew I was almost there when I saw the Apple store, and I just crossed the street and, Meatpacking District, I'm here. I would experience even more on the way back. And some of people might find, you know, fascinating, but the commuter experience taught me so much about myself. So it helped develop the side of me. It made me my world bigger. So I'd like to share some of the musings from 2011 and on called the Commuter Diary. Commuter Diary. September 15, 2011. Got on an earlier train and got to the city earlier, so I'm not walking 250 miles an hour. Normal New York walking speed. I noticed out of all of the sights and sound, watching older couples is my favorite. Holding hands, gingerly stepping on the train. Guess it's because it's what I hope to have. They have their own world in the midst of all this chaos. It's impossible to be stuck in a moment with someone. It is possible to be stuck with someone forever. Just make sure it's the right someone, or you'll be stuck forever. Commuter Diary, December 1st, 2011. My best friend turned 7, 49 in human years, today. Vida, who's always been a loyal, gentle giant, no back talk, no complaining, only the best listener on the planet when one needs an ear to listen to his complaining. Sad that such a warm and beautiful being can't fully appreciate the life the way we can. We're the ones who do complain. If you've gone this far without truly embracing life's wonders, it's not too late. Soon, Vida will perish. No one's immune. But this one will live on forever. On another note, I think I had a philosopher for a conductor today. His words, when people speak the truth, it comes off as arrogance. So pardon my arrogance. Commuter diary. September 6, 2011. Monday. Insert expletive deleted here. Man mid-50s takes a look at his reflection off the train window, lifts up his head and notices he's got a double chin. A hair's gone. He has 3 strands left. He shakes his head and looks away in disgust. To be young and in shape again. I could say live life to the fullest, etc. Instead, I'll say whatever the mirror reflects to you is exactly as God intended you to be. Love yourself. Don't avoid the reflection. Own it and rep it proudly. Commuter diary. October 5th, 2011. You can always tell what day of the week it is by the body language or demeanor. Today, of all days, I've experienced what I thought impossible in New York. Genuine yet random acts of kindness. From the man who stopped to help a woman unload her things on the E train, to a guy who helped a disabled woman throw her trash away, to the Asian lady who randomly smiled at me on 8th Ave. Thank you. Commuter diary. September 21st, 2011. Man fixing the belt on his dress pants, collar loose on his shirt, wedding ring on. Tall woman next to him, shoes unfastened, hair frizzy, dress suit a bit wrinkled. Feeding him popcorn, no ring on. As they announce the upcoming trains, they part ways. She reaches into her bag as he leaves. Tall woman alone, wedding ring on. Commuter diary, November 30th, 2011. I guess I've settled into a routine. I watch the people only because it's my favorite part of being in a place where you'll rarely ever see the same face twice. Maybe that's why I'm so intrigued by this city. I yearn for change, yet I also want familiarity. Take my morning deli, for instance. I've picked this spot for my morning OJ and butter roll a block away from where I work. I'll see the same workers, same greetings, but I'll be damned if I'm seeing the same customers, and I'm intrigued by mystery in the same old New York, and I love it. Commuter diary, August 25th, 2011. Saw a young woman with her mom and dad with a lot of luggage. As they gave her instructions and made sure she was okay, the girl hugged her parents and started crying. It was her college send-off. As her mother took her daughter in to console her, her dad stayed outside to gather himself. Strong man, but his princess is growing up. Hug your kids. Love them unconditionally. For one day, it's you who will be crying as you send your little one into the world. Commuter diary. August 30th, 2011. New Jersey Transit is back up and running smoothly after an Irene-imposed 3-day weekend. You think people would learn to adjust quickly when dealing with transit. Wrong. All chickens with no heads. Blind leading the blind. Way to make something simple seem like advanced trigonometry. My advice? Don't get caught up in the routine. Learn to adapt on the fly. It would make too much sense if life wasn't random and you were always prepared. Embrace the difference. So, commuter diary, December 8th, 2011. If there was an Olympic event for falling up the stairs, I'd be in the gold medal round. I've perfected it to the point where people around me don't even bother laughing anymore. Tomorrow's goal and all beyond, one step at a time. I guess there's a lesson on how to handle life in this karmic pun. Commuter diary, October 25th, 2013. This will be the last one I'll give you. It's 9:30 a.m. So far, I've traveled to Seattle, Washington, Miami, Florida, Dallas twice, San Marcos, Los Angeles, California, Costa Mesa, California, on my way to Cabazon, Las Vegas, Boston, Woodbury, Honolulu. What do they all have in common? It makes you appreciate our beautiful country and how many different walks of life you have at your disposal when traveling. B, keep things in perspective from a world that is bigger around you. It's about aspect. C, it makes me realize that family is paramount no matter where I am. Home is where my friends and family are. I've enjoyed this and look forward to visiting new places and mingling with the local folk. However, nothing can come close to home. As I get ready to check out yet another hotel and head to another location, I have a new list of little things that I miss when it comes to interacting with my boys or hanging out with my nieces and nephew or visiting my mom and sis. I guess the point is, what completes you? For some, it's money. For others, it's popularity and attention. Mine? My family. And a small, irrelevant place called New Brunswick, New Jersey. New York, you're missed too. So there you have it. I have a lot more. I'll probably decide on whether or not to sprinkle these in more often. There were so many. Thank you for sharing this. I'm sorry if I went over on time, but I will absolutely make sure I make up for it. The reason I did this, I really wanted us to just think about perspective and how our lives are constantly, you know, our priorities are constantly changing. And even who we think as people is always changing, and how we view things is changing. And that was a prime example of my commuter diary and how I used to think some things stayed the same. Some things changed. And I'm happy I have changed for the better. On that note, we're at time. Thank you all for tuning in, and please feel free to share this pod with someone new today. Spread the love and let's grow our community of randoms. I'm sure we can go on longer, but this is a perfect opportunity for you to take this conversation offline. Find a friend or a stranger and discuss. In case you're wondering, this episode and all the episodes of this show are produced by Infamy. For elite music production, please make sure to visit www.infamysounds.com. That's www.infamysounds.com. I'm Juan Gordon. You're listening to the random intricacies of an animate object. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow.